Wait, what is that?
That's my Apache Spirit card for End of the Mountain Gods that expired in, if you look, I think 2018.
Oh, I was like, wait, that looks familiar. Yeah, it's because.
That tells you last time I went up there, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, for me, too. And obviously, Alexa has been put in timeout, so.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah, no.
Well, it doesn't work over the internet.
No, not anymore, because the other day we were on the air and this thing went off when we were talking. And the next thing, you know, I decided to have a whole conversation. So I was like, oh, okay. Alexa's the number one fan. So thank you, Alexa. Welcome, everybody, to Zia Comic Weekly. We get ready to nerd out for the next half hour. Oh, boy. And do we have a lot to nerd out about? There's so much going on. Troy is here. And you can tell it's busy because Troy didn't even change his name.
I didn't have time. I was already late logging in.
I don't even know where I'm at right now. But it's rightfully so, though, man, because you got a busy weekend ahead of you. It's here, man. Orfest.
This weekend.
Yep. Talk to me. What we got? What are we in for this weekend?
Well, so far, I don't want to jinx it, but there's knock on wood. Everybody's coming. I haven't had any issues with people canceling, which is great. We got two big ones. You got Tony Todd and Ryan Hurst. Tony Todd is like the godfather of horror. I mean, you say horror and that should be like the first name that comes to your mind, Tony Todd.
So, man, and just the lineup though, man. I mean, you got them and then you got quite a few guests coming out for Horror Fest.
I think there's like 17 total that we're bringing in. And then one of the other vendors is bringing Jackie Kong to sit in his booth. She did, I think, Blood Diner and another. And she also did a comic book. So he's going to have that comic book there for people to buy. And she'll sign that comic book. It's a horror themed comic book.
And of course, people can still get their tickets for the festivities for this weekend.
Yeah, except for VIP. VIP sold out. I told you guys it would. But weekend and single day tickets are available. And it's just going to be a blast. If you're into the horror genre, you got to come at least one of those days. It's going to be a blast.
And we've been telling you guys, this is the best way to kick off. I mean, we're the first week of Halloween. It's called October, not Halloween. It's the first week of October. This is the perfect way to kind of kick off, you know, spooky season. Go out there, have some time. And you said that with planning this was to do it to kind of kick off October before, you know, people start to make their plans for the month.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at September, but, you know, we also want to get a little separation from Las Cruces Comic-Con time-wise.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to go too deep into October. Then you start butting up against a ton of Halloween parties and stuff. So. Yeah. We figured first week in October, that's always going to be good.
Oh, man. Of course, El Paso Horror Fest, you do not want to miss out. It's everywhere, man. You go to El Paso, you're gonna see it pretty much anywhere. So,
oh, good. I haven't been to El Paso in a couple weeks, so yeah, I wasn't sure.
Went last weekend. Yeah, last weekend I was out there, and I was like, oh, okay, look, you guys are definitely you guys are everywhere. So, you know, it's just funny. Billboards? Yeah, because you mention it, and they're like, oh, I didn't know this was coming. This happens every time. Oh, I wish you would have told me. It's like we did tell you. Told you for 6 months.
I did everything short of coming and knocking on your door personally.
That's a lot of doors, by the way.
And we're looking at maybe doing direct mail next year. Okay. Just so everybody can say they knew it was in your mailbox.
If we need to, we can have people go around door to door and directly knock. I mean, I don't know how far it's gonna get them, maybe down the block until people start shooing them away. Like, what are you doing? Like, go away. Like,
some parts of El Paso, you might not want to go door to door.
Just throw that out there too. So let them know where they can get tickets for those that want to get their tickets for this weekend.
ElPasoHorrorFest.com. There's a little linky right there. It says buy tickets and it'll take you right over to the ticket page.
Yeah, that's right. Get your tickets today. Go out there, have some fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then after this, that's it for you for the rest of the year, right? Or well, not it, but you start planning 2024.
Yeah, until the next event will be April. Well, for events, you know, then we have the store stuff. You got Zombie Walk and the Halloween. I think they're calling it Trick or Read now. Ever since the comic distributors kind of lost their monopoly and they split up, You had Halloween Comic Fest, but I think Diamond is doing that one, and they're doing it digital only, which is like,
yeah.
And Penguin is doing Halloween Trick or Read. So there'll be some free comics to give away during Zombie Walk.
Nice.
Which
nice,
is going to be crazy.
Oh, no. Get ready. Halloween Fest and everything else that's coming up. You know, that's going to be a big spot for everybody, you know, during spooky season. A lot of stuff's going to be going on downtown. And you guys are just busy. And then also Alamogordo. Alamogordo's also got stuff rolling out there as well.
Yeah, they do their – they don't do First Fridays. They call them Downtown Nights. And they actually theme them. And then we take their theme and turn it nerdy. this Friday is actually theirs, which I'm not going to be able to be there. But they're doing Pirates Plunder. So I was like, hey, you know what? You know who everybody's favorite pirate is? Luffy. We're going to do One Piece.
See, I like how you did the nerd twist on it, too, because it's like, oh, yep. Hey, by the way, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great theme. We're going to go farther with it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. We'll take it from here. It's one of those, yeah, hold my beers.
Yeah. They're always looking for vendors or entertainers or food trucks, too. So if you guys thought about setting up for that, I put the link on the Facebook for Zia Comics Alamogordo. Just follow those instructions and you can be a vendor for Downtown Nights.
That's right. Make sure you guys go and check them out and just all the stuff that you guys got going on. You're definitely busy between, you know, the stores and Horror Fest, Comic-Con, just everything, man. You definitely, I think you deserve a day off after this weekend.
I wish that were true, because then I have to start planning for Zombie Walk. We got an in-store signing coming up. We just had an in-store signing September 30th. So, and I mean, then, there's always something going on. It's feast or famine.
That's right. And you guys definitely will be feasting. So I think so. Now, yeah, no, you're not famine.
No, I've been feasting pretty well. You can tell.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we got a lot to nerd out about today, especially with the writer strike officially being over. And it looks like the writers are now getting back to work. I guess we'll start off with there's a lot of things that I think most of us didn't know about this, but looks like the writers got everything that they wanted and probably what they needed. I believe the actors are now back to work as well. So I know last week we were wondering if the actors were also going back, but it looks like they're back to work as well, which means now we can catch up on a lot of the stuff that we were worried about that was not going to happen, which, first of all, we'll go ahead. I guess we'll go ahead and start. We'll break the seal with everything that's we were like, is it going to happen? First thing up, James Gunn is back to writing season 2 of Peacemaker. Yes, of course, that was put on hiatus because of the writer strike. And John Cena has had to put on his jorts and go back to wrestling for the time being. But it looks like it's just in time because James Gunn is going to finish up writing season 2 of Peacemaker.
Yeah, I mean, season 1 was so, I don't want to say groundbreaking, but it was a really entertaining show. They took, James Gunn is great at taking these tertiary characters and elevating them up to mainstream, like he did with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And Peacemaker, same thing. You know, a guy who wears a toilet-looking helmet made him actually relevant. So,
yeah, it's just crazy. But you know, I think you've mentioned this too, because in the comic book series, these characters, yes, they have their storylines and they're connected within the universes that they belong to, but to make them like as big a stars as they are, I mean, obviously getting, you know, big names behind these characters, I mean, a John Cena, I know we joke about, you know, the wrestling stuff, but right now it's kind of a hot item right now when it comes to putting him on screen. I mean, you said it, him being in Barbie was hilarious. And it's just, there's these moments, and I think James Gunn does a really good job of kind of bringing these characters to the forefront and making them popular.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's James Gunn, or who does his research. Does he do this? Because he finds some pretty obscure characters. I mean, he brought Weasel into Suicide Squad.
Like, why? Like, it has to, I mean, I would think that he would have to have, like, of a love for these comics, or he's given this topic and says, hey, whatever, you know, info you can get, I mean, I would think you would have to have some type of connection to him, because even when he was saying what he wanted to do with DCU, I mean, you're talking about characters that just some people are like, wait, are those new characters? Or are they old characters? No, they're they've been around. You just don't hear besides the Batman and Supermans.
Yeah, I mean, he changes the characters up a little bit. Like, Drax was not a comedic character in the comics, and neither was Peacemaker, but he gave them that little twist that people just connected with them, and they love both those characters.
You know, and maybe it's a wrestler thing. I don't know. Maybe because those are two wrestlers that we're talking about, and they stand out on the screen.
Well, I'll just mention Black Adam real quick.
Yeah, never mind. Okay, never mind. We're good. I mean, he's done a lot of other great things. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, Black Adam was not a good one.
Well, Black Adam, I guess, has been killing it after it got released streaming and on Blu-ray. It's just
That's the thing that I was saying last week that I feel is going to be the same for Blue Beetle, because I don't feel like it got like a fair go at the box office. Yeah, it did number one, but it was a low $24 million. How much does these superhero movies cost to put on screen?
CGI is expensive.
I know it's not. I mean, you don't want to see the CGI we do, because it's going to consist of. Here we go.
I think somebody half of that $24 million probably went to George Lopez.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get the name behind it, but. You know, I mean, but it goes back to that conversation I think you and I have on a weekly basis, is some of these characters, some of these things don't need to go to theaters. They need to just go to your streaming services. If you're going to keep raising the price of the streaming service, then give us that quality content going to the service.
Yeah. All you theater owners, this is where you earmuffs. You need to cover your ears. I wouldn't care if the theaters went out of business.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the days of, hey, we're going to go line up to watch a movie to go see this movie. I don't really know. I mean, never mind. I take that back, because I've been reminded that Taylor Swift has a movie coming out, and apparently that has. Yeah, that's taken over everything.
She might be in a Marvel movie. They've been hinting at that, too.
Man, you can't go anywhere without. Yeah, I didn't think that we would be talking about her on this show, but we kind of have.
You're not a Swiftie?
I'm not really. But Martin is a Swifty enough for everybody in this building. He loves him some Taylor Swift. So, yeah, he's going to the movie, by the way. He got his tickets. He's going in El Paso to go watch the Taylor Swift concert. But, yeah, wow. You mentioned it. Taylor Swift coming to Deadpool 3. Possibly. I don't know. Rumors started because Deadpool and Wolverine were at a football game with them on Sunday.
Yeah, not really Deadpool. It was the actors who portray them. Just so nobody gets confused.
I know it is. I was like, yeah.
Wolverine Deadpool, likes the Chiefs?
I thought he was more of a Michigan fan. What's going on here? Get it, what I did there?
Yeah, I saw Michigan, that. Yeah.
Wolverine.
For you people, their mascot is the Wolverines.
He's like, I thought that was my team the whole time. I don't know what's going on. No, it was okay. So I watched Sunday Night Football. And it's so bad, because you would think a lot of people would be talking about Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are at a game together. Oh, they're getting ready for the Deadpool 3. And only thing they can think about is Taylor Swift talking to Patrick Mahomes' wife. And then this Deadpool stuff comes out. And now I'm like, oh, my God. Taylor Swift.
Well, you've seen how many followers she's got. She's like a couple hundred million followers.
Yeah.
That's quite a few people, man.
enough people to say, hey, I watched my first football game on Sunday, and it was to see Taylor Swift.
Did they do the teleprompter thing, like drawing circles around her, and then she walked over to the buffet?
Oh, the old John Madden thing. It's like, as you can see right here, she cut through the two people and was able to make it. Now, look at the beverage here, the beverage that she got.
Boom.
There you go. Boom. And then pow. And then there you go. No, man, it's crazy to think that not only is she now taking over the NFL, she may end up in the Marvel universe, and we may see Taylor Swift in the Marvel universe.
It's the next step of her world domination.
I mean, hey, man, I mean, she's everywhere you want to go. Just a side note, seems like a lot of people were not too happy with the amount of coverage that obviously that was going on. They said Monday Night Football, obviously she wasn't at that game. But every time they would show the trailer, I guess, at the game of the movie, that fans started booing because they were just upset with how much overkill they were doing with Taylor Swift. So,
oh, that's crazy.
And all they needed was just a slight picture of just having Deadpool and Wolverine in the back, and then maybe it would have made it okay. But you know.
Yeah, well, now football is reaching a different audience, so maybe that will broaden your fan base for football, maybe. Which is good for all the fans.
And it's going to be, I think it's going to be good for Marvel fans too, because if she does go in this movie, I mean, I know we're all excited to see Wolverine and Deadpool on the screen together, but can you imagine the amount of people that aren't Marvel fans or comic book fans or Deadpool or even Ryan Reynolds fans that are going to show up just to see this movie?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, like I said, a couple hundred million followers. She's doing something right.
Yeah, and you know, Ryan.
Rabid followers. I mean, rabid.
Yeah. I don't want to speak too ill of her because we could be in trouble. I'm just going to say.
Martine's lurking around.
I'm afraid Martine may disconnect us. He may turn the power off in this building if I keep talking about her. So.
I heard you spoke ill of Taylor.
How dare you speak ill of Taylor Swift? Since we're on the topic of Deadpool and you know, Ryan Reynolds, which we've talked very few about because we've talked all about Taylor, I don't know if you've seen this. Obviously, you probably know about the story about Ryan Reynolds owning a professional soccer team and has a whole show, Wrexham.
Yep.
I actually saw an episode. If this isn't the most entertaining thing, this is almost the real life Ted Lasso is what it feels like.
What is it stream? What platform is it on?
It's on FX, and it comes, and it's funny because I kind of was starting to catch on to what FX was doing. So they'll show a Ryan Reynolds movie, and I was like, what, they're going to show Deadpool? Then they're going to show the show? And then they show the show right afterwards. This past Wednesday, they showed Free Guy, and then they show a new episode.
Did you watch Free Guy finally?
I finally saw Free Guy. Great movie, by the way. Love the references. Chris Evans being in it. It's hilarious. That's when you know when you're old into it. You're like, wait, I missed this whole time, and now it's on FX. But welcome to Wrexham. It seems like it's the real life Ted Lasso, and just it's surprised. I didn't think I was gonna be into it, but it's great. Him and the dude from Always Sunny in Philadelphia is in this.
Right.
It's a great show, man.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
Because you could tell it's done in the Ryan Reynolds way. Very in your face, very like, even when they do ads, he's like, hey, you know, I already got a show here. I might as well throw a commercial in here. Aviation Gin, buy some. Like, it's that cut and dry with the commercials, even in between the show.
I think he finally sold Aviation.
I guess so, or he still has a stake in it because he's still doing commercials for it.
Yeah, he might have sold the controlling portion of it. I think he sold it right after Clooney sold his Casamigo tequila.
I mean, but he can imagine how much money he's making between that, Mint Mobile, and he just kind of turns this around into everything. I mean, buying a soccer team, having it there. I honestly, even the Deadpool thing that happened on Sunday, there's this like, he's 10 steps ahead of all of us when it comes to this marketing thing.
Yeah, he's very good at, I don't want to call it, I guess it is self-promotion and self-referential promotion, I guess.
Yeah.
He's the master.
But think about it. Even if Taylor Swift isn't in this movie, how many people now know about, like, because even us talking about, like you mentioned, because who is Taylor going to possibly, who they say she would be?
Dazzler, which is fitting. Her character is a singer.
Yeah. So even if she doesn't show up in the movie, how many people are going to be, oh, it's because I saw Taylor Swift hanging out with them at a football game.
And maybe she's just going to be in like the after credits, a little short scene or something, teasing her in the next movie. Who knows?
I don't know, but you got to give it to him, man. And he still keeps, I feel like through everything, he's going to keep that franchise relevant no matter what he does, because he's put a lot of effort into Deadpool, man. And, you know, getting Hugh Jackman. Now throwing Taylor Swift on top of this. It's there's a lot going on, and you got to give kudos to this guy because he knows how to promote a product. And I think more people need to take a page out of what he's doing.
There's some people that once they portray a character, you can't envision anybody else doing it. You know, you got like Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man, Ryan Reynolds with Deadpool. Obviously, yeah. War Machine, it didn't matter because they swapped them out and nobody really cared. So they did. I mean, there are certain characters though, they just fit that role so perfect, and he's one of them.
That's why I'll call him Deadpool. Even I say Deadpool was at the game. Oh yeah, no, he has a real name, Ryan Reynolds. I was like, you might want to call him his real name. And Hugh Jackman is another one too.
Yeah. They talked about who they're going to replace him with, and all the people are like, yeah, that would be good. There's no Hugh Jackman.
I think that character, you let that character just kind of fade off into the sunset at that point, because I mean, even if they were to recast Iron Man, I don't think people would be too fond of that.
Those are big shoes to fill. So look, Colossus, nobody cares. Cyclops, nobody cares. Whoever plays those guys. Yeah, it's just certain characters. They've replaced, I can't think of his name right now. Nightcrawler. A couple different people played him. Nobody cares.
Yeah, Daredevil's another one. Daredevil's been changed out. I mean, we had Ben Affleck. So I don't know, man. It's just there's certain characters and there's certain. And that's just part of Marvel. I mean, you start looking at, you know, DC. I mean, you could change Batman and Superman 2,000 times, and
they have.
they definitely have. And I don't know. It's just there's definitely something there where it's like someone gets a role. It's just that's who they are from here on out. You will forever be known as Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a couple other ones that are good. The Sherlock Holmes ones he did a good job in. Other than that, he's Iron Man.
Yeah, you are Iron Man. Was he in Oppenheimer?
I haven't seen that one yet. I don't have 3 hours of my life to give away right now.
I heard that was a long movie. I was like, yeah, I don't think I could watch. I was like, well, that's definitely waiting to stream. We'll stream that one at home.
Yeah, so I can pause it, come back to it.
Yeah, that's gonna require some breaks. I'm not the marathon guy I used to be back in the days where I was like, let's watch the longest movie ever. No.
Well, back then the longest movie ever was like 2 hours.
I know. Now it's 3.5. And by the way, there's still bonus credits at the end, so you're gonna have to wait through these long credits to see the very ending. Yeah.
Or Avengers Endgame, where they split it up into 2 3-hour movies.
Yeah. Try watching that back to back, by the way, at home. If you're ever at home watching that on Disney Plus, yeah, that's a whole Saturday for you guys. Disney Plus, excited. Loki season 2 is out today on Disney Plus. Haven't got a chance. That's what I'm watching tonight to see where the adventure has left off for Loki.
Yeah, that's another one that who besides Hiddleston could do Loki. I'm not sure if Loki would even be as popular without him playing it. There's something, he's got that X factor. You are attracted to that guy. You want to see him playing Loki. Because yeah. I didn't like him in Kong Skull Island and some of the other stuff he's been in.
I can't. Until you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, I completely forgot he was in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he was made to be Loki.
Yeah. So yeah, Loki season 2, Disney Plus. You guys will be able to catch. They've kind of laid out this. I think it's 6 episodes. This season.
Oh, short one. 6.
I'm wondering how long the episodes are going to be though, because if I'm not mistaken, episodes were 30 minutes last time.
30 to 45. 10. Yeah.
Yeah. So I won't be surprised if we're doing longer episodes, which isn't bad. Because there was some WandaVision was one of those that did, you know, longer, shorter episodes, whereas you had the Falcon. They had longer episodes, but, you know, 6 episodes, but they were like hour and a half each episode.
Yeah, well, it was like Mandalorian that first season. You'd have one like 20-minute episode and then the next one was an hour and a half. It was just they were all over the place.
Dude, that would bug me so much because you're like, wait a minute. When did we end up back? What the hell happened?
And yeah, why are there end credits?
I know, right? Like, and then you start looking back, like, did I like accidentally hit fast forward on the remote or
what happened?
Yeah, I was like, I know I didn't fall asleep. I swear, I just remembered everything. And then you get to the final episode of the season, and then it's 2 hours.
Yeah, it's no consistency. I don't know.
I don't know, Disney. You guys are the ones that make all the money. We just enjoy the content.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
I'm gonna watch it all.
I'm ready for it, man. But yeah, six episodes we're definitely get. I believe their episodes are going until beginning of November, if I'm not mistaken, of what I've seen. Just they got episodes planned out. So I'm wondering if they're not trying to do this because we have what Marvel movie coming, right? Captain Marvel movie.
The Marvels one has all three.
Yeah, that has all three of them.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're not trying to get through the season quick to get. I'm wondering if Loki goes back to the big screen. He does great on. I'm wondering if what's the future for him in the franchise? Are we going to see him go back to movies or what's going to happen?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. And how many of his variants are we going to see this time?
That's true. I mean, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of them, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, they've been kind of quiet on his legal issues.
Yeah.
And he's definitely in the movie. I've seen the previews.
So
I think they need to have more Miss Minutes in it, though.
Yeah.
I love that character.
I know. It's great. And honestly, between that, we need the Crocodile Loki. We need Wilson in there. We need to have the.
Wow.
Okay. No, I'm excited for that. I think this is the season we've been waiting for, and I'm just glad that the season's coming out right as the writer's strike was over, because I don't know how it would have did if the writer's strike was still going on and this show came out. I don't think it would have got the promotion that it needed.
Yeah, probably not, because they couldn't have gone out to push it. So is Hiddleston going out now? Actor's strike, I think, is over too, so he should be able to go out and promote.
So I don't know if you watched any of the late night programming, you know, the Jimmy Fallons, the Jimmy Kimmels and shows like that. It seems like all of that just kind of wrapped up and they were back to work on Monday. And it seemed like all the Tonight shows did not have a plan. Like there was no, because guests, I think the actors were still like, are we done striking too? Or what's going on? It's like they couldn't really move forward. The writers were done, but what about the actors? So I don't know.
So they had no guests. They were just like talking to audience members.
It really was. Like, I know Jimmy Fallon, just because, you know, I'm a Jimmy Fallon fan. I like his Tonight Show. They went and got All Right. I mean, and I think that's just because they were like, hey, who happens to be in New York at that time? Can you just
jump off? Walking down the hallways or like, Matthew, come here. Come on. Come on.
Matthew, we need you. Right. I mean, dude, they're barely announcing who's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. They barely announced that last night.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, like, the actors are probably like, oh, we need to get back to promoting our stuff.
Yeah, your vacation's over.
Yeah, your 5 months of being off is done. Now it's time to get back and promote these movies and do every interview and podcast that is out there, because we need to start making our money back on some of these programs.
Yeah, that's the other thing, you know. But then again, you know, these movie studios were posting record profits over the past couple of years. So it's hard to feel sorry for them.
Yeah, no, I feel more sorry for us, the consumers, because we like, I mean, come on, man. We plan our like, hey, this is coming out because we know this is going to hit, you know, the streaming services later. And it's just the consumer really loses out. But in the long run, I think it'll be good. And I think we're going to get some quality product, too, out of these movie studios. Now, I don't think we're just going to have just throw something out to put it out there. I think, like, even in the Marvel situation, I think there's a lot of shows that were great, but that probably could have been a mini movie that probably didn't need to be a whole series, and they probably didn't need to put too much behind promoting whatever franchise it was.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully gone are the days when they just flood you with Star Wars stuff. You know, there's a new Star Wars series every other day.
Yeah.
Let us enjoy what's out there. Let it sink in.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned Star Wars, because so I think Star Wars, like, and there's a franchise that, I mean, there's a show that I'm thinking on Disney Plus right now. What was it? Moon Knight? I think it's Moon Knight. I believe so. I felt like that didn't really get the push it should have, because there was so much Star Wars content coming out at the time.
Yeah. And Moon Knight was an excellent series.
It was a great series. But then you get so many other things that were just kind of layered on top of it that it's just kind of like, oh, man, like, did we just kind of skip through? Because I felt like it kind of, that one and She-Hulk And then there was a couple that maybe those could have just been kind of condensed down to a movie that went to the platform. Because if it went down to a movie form, I think it would have been pretty good.
Well, I read somewhere the other day that She-Hulk is back on the list. They're going to do a second season.
Yeah.
Which and is good. I love that series. I don't know why it got so much flack. Well, I know why. Toxic fanboys, but
exactly. But I mean, that was literally dead in the water. They were like, because I even felt like they were canceling it. It hadn't even finished. So they're like, okay, just going to release the episodes. And then that final episode, I think, just kind of opened everybody's mind to saying, oh, wait, maybe we need to go. There's something here. Let's do it. But now that they're talking to season two, or not even a season two, maybe ending up in other characters' worlds. I mean, it might be possible.
I would watch a whole series just based on Madison.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. There's just
feelings in a why, but not where you think.
Oh my god. I don't know, man. We'll see. And by the way, Disney, we're on to you. We know you're about to start cutting the whole Disney sharing thing. So it looks like Disney's trying to do the Netflix thing. If you're sharing your password, you're going to get charged. Or I think they were even saying, oh my god, I had it in my notes today. They may actually cancel your account if you're caught.
Ooh.
Sharing your password.
They send around the black van, the windowless black van, to pick you up.
Yeah, Mickey's waiting in the van for you. Like, you're going to give me my money.
Like on South Park. You want to share your password, huh?
Yeah. Huh? Oh, you like that ticket for me, dog? So, yeah, that's crazy. They're going to go to that extent that they'll be like, oh, really? We're just going to cancel your account. So that way you have to go through all the process of re-signing back up. Yeah, man. The mouse don't play.
Wow. That's kind of, but I mean, I can understand they want to maximize every dollar. And I mean, they tell you right there when you sign up, don't share.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
But you know, when you have Netflix that enforce that, and then they see an increase in people purchasing, why wouldn't Disney, Hulu, HBO Max, or sorry, Max, Paramount Plus, Apple TV, why wouldn't they adopt that same thing? They want more subscribers to their platform.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to enforce, because with people traveling and using your mobile devices, like we were just in New York City and I used it to watch a couple of Netflix shows while we're in the hotel room. So what's to say they look at me and go, oh, hey, somebody in New York's using it now. You're sharing. No, I just traveled.
Yeah. So and there's that opportunity to like you go to some of the hotels and you can actually log into Netflix on that.
Yeah.
And so what now I'm going to be, because I just, like you said, traveling. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to enforce it, but I'm sure they will.
I know. I'm wondering if it goes device, like you can only have it on so many devices. Like, maybe. If you want to have it on your phone, if you want to have it on this, then after that.
And only one streaming, so you can't have two simultaneous streamings.
Yeah, but just think about how many devices you have in front of you right now. All those devices are probably logged into Netflix, and now you got to say, oh, I got to take it off of this phone and this iPad.
Computer, my phone, my iPad, my computer at work, because sometimes I watch Netflix while I'm working.
See, it's crazy, because now you got to really think about it, because, I mean, me, the wife, my son has it. Like, sorry, Matthew, you got to pay an extra $3 if you want Netflix.
Daddy ain't giving up his Netflix.
Nope, sorry. Hey, man, this password don't come cheap.
Yeah, you're watching YouTube, son. Sorry.
I know. Hey, you know what? YouTube is free. You'll have to watch a couple ads. You'll be good. Oh, man. Troy, good luck on Horror Fest this weekend. We know it's going to be a busy weekend for you. Of course, they could stay up to date with you on the socials. By the way, guys, I'm just going to throw this out there. They need to follow you, Zia Comics, on TikTok. Just throw that out there as a PSA. Go follow them on TikTok, because there's a lot that goes on that I think people need to be aware about what happens at the store. So,
The Why We Can't Have Nice Things series?
Yes, that has become my favorite series. Me and Jackie, I was showing Jackie, I said, Jack, you got to see what was happening the other day. It's like, well, this is why we can't have nice things. So, yeah, it was.
And that's just the ones that we catch.
I'm sure there's some that you can't even put on camera.
Like the guys taking showers in the splash pad? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't put that one, please. We don't want that one.
No. Money stripped down and start washing themselves over there. No.
Man, that's just that's a normal day here at the radio station. We do that for content.
You guys have a splash pad?
No, it's just a water hose. We have Martine holding. I run through it.
It's just Martine spraying us.
The world's worst car wash ever. Nobody ain't buying nothing from that car wash. Oh man, guys, if you guys want to stay up to date with you, Troy, how can they follow you on the socials?
Well, I quit using Twitter. I actually deleted it from my phone. I'm done with Twitter. It's not worth the time and effort anymore. Yeah, but
so
we still got Insta, Meta, YouTube, and Tiki Taki.
That's right. Follow them. And of course, me, Hot 103's Big Show on Facebook. You got Big Show FM on Instagram and Joey on the FM on Tiki Taki. So make sure you guys give us a follow. Stay up to date with us. Guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comic Weekly. We'll see y'all next week.
Later, nerds.